Hey, this is Hilary Farr of HGTV's Tough Love and Love It or List It, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line on New Year's Day, acclaimed designer and star of one of the all-time longest running, most beloved and biggest hits on HGTV with Love It or List It, and now starring in her new hit show, Tough Love, with Hilary Farr, the one and only Hilary Farr. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you to you. Very nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, especially on New Year's Day. And so a lot of things are exciting for that, and certainly for fans who've resolved to get a little bit more Hilary Farr in their lives. And you've got it now. Now, you've always been, and we talked about it the last time that we had you on, you're a straight shooter. You know, you're one of those people that dispenses tough love on a regular basis in the program, whether it's the realities of design, the limitations of a budget, you're there with the hard truth sometimes. And that is upfront in the new show, Tough Love. So talk a little bit about it, a little bit of how the show came to be and how it just brings more Hilary to the fans.
Well, thank you for all of that. I will say one of the other things where I am blunt and straightforward is with David Byzantine. So you don't want to leave that out, right?
No.
So, he can give as good as he gets, which is great. So the point of that is that I find that it's very interesting the way people react to hearing what I am telling them, which is the absolute truth of their situation as I see it. And tough love is really an essence of Love It or List It that has been distilled into a show where the design solves almost all, if not all, of the issues in terms of how the house functions. But it goes beyond that to talking to and getting under the skin more of the homeowners, because if you're not happy in your life and in your skin, I don't care how beautiful your house is, it doesn't really solve the problem. So that's where the tough love comes in, and a lot of just straightforward love. And it's been a wonderful experience. People've opened up and been, and some of it has been complete revelation, things that they hadn't thought of, points of view. And very often I'm also able to imbue my point of view with my own personal experiences, because I have been around the block a few times. And so I can get perspective, but sometimes it can't be seen when you're actually in the situation.
Well, I think that's one of the great things, is you build a little bit more, not only of your insight, but your experiences into it. And I got to think, and was this one of the inspirations for the show? Because you got to think through Love It and List It, and you and David and all that, there was family dynamics, different ones maybe, but relationships and all the things back and forth with the homeowners in those shows, but there just wasn't time to maybe highlight or showcase it. Was it maybe your thoughts as through those programs, you're like, well, it'd be great if we could show some of this. This would make for some good TV, and now you are.
Yeah, no, to be honest, it was a completely separate process, thought process and creative process, tough love, without referring back to Love It or List It at all. They're two completely different shows. One of the reasons that I bring that up is that, for instance, on Tough Love, we encouraged our cameramen to really keep rolling, even if my hair was horrible or something strange was happening or things didn't look perfect. Just keep rolling, because we wanted to be in the moment and we wanted our viewers to be in the moment. So I don't look as coiffed, or at least even remotely as coiffed and pulled together on Tough Love as I do in Love the List, where we have the luxury of stopping and fixing and then moving on. So they're two very different entities, but they do have the commonality of me and my forthrightness.
Yep. Oh, for sure. But then also, too, is your insight and you sharing some of those things as well. You mentioned David. I didn't mention him, but you mentioned him. And sure, fans of all of the things that you've done in such a big way for so many years are excited about that. For Hilary fans, though, this is an opportunity for them to get even more Hilary in there and then really focus in on the design side. So outside of sharing your experiences and getting into that family dynamic, is this an opportunity? We've seen it, so I see it, too. But your thoughts on it, just having that opportunity to go really deep into the design side.
No, you're absolutely right, yes. I mean, we have the full time, one full hour of show that we can explore layers and layers that we just simply can't do on Love It or List It. when we're sharing design with real estate. So yes, on the practical element, you're absolutely right. That's what gave us the ability to really dig deep and have fun. And really, it wasn't all serious. I mean, I do goat yoga at one point. It's just fun stuff as well. It's a way of bridging the gap and getting to be more intimate and on a different level with the homeowners. More dimensions.
We'll talk a little bit about just having a show like that. There are a lot of shows on television. There are very few that have had the impact that you have had, that you and David have had with your show. The longevity of it is, I don't know if it's unprecedented, but it certainly is impressive and such a connection with the fans. And so with, you know, as this hit show has kicked off, it's been really well received. People are loving it. But what's been sort of the feedback from fans to you? Like when they see you, how does that go for Hillard? Are they asking for home advice, figuring they've got this opportunity to ask you something, or do they just share appreciation for the show?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I would say the percentage of people who are actually asking for home tips or home help are maybe 20%, and the rest are usually just, really, I'm always amazed at how smart the viewers are. Not that I should be amazed, but they really are. And they have very intuitive and very intelligent and very on the mark questions very often, and or comments. So they're really paying attention, and I appreciate that. And yes, there's a fan base that's a very passionate fan base. And when you have a show that has been going for now, we're in our 13th year of filming this, we have a generational situation that's extraordinary. We have viewers who started watching when they were 8 years old, 10 years old, that are young adults now thinking about their careers going forward. And many of them have told me that they've decided to go into architecture or design, being inspired by the show. We've had people get through illnesses, tragedies, motherhood, leading up to motherhood. We have a very broad reach. Something has resonated that I can't define, but I think it's absolutely wonderful. Really wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. And let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Hillary Farr, star of Tough Love with Hillary Farr. And of course, you know her from Love It or List It. And so Hillary, like as you're doing, you know, as a designer, as a working and professional and acclaimed designer in a bunch of different ways, has any of the work on the show changed what you do personally for your home? Do you walk into your house some days and just say like, I've got to change this, or here's what we've got to do? Or so just for the listeners, if, you know, for you personally, how often do you kind of change up what you're doing at home?
That is so hilarious, only because if you could see my home. So, you know, the whole shoemaker's children, that's me, and most designers. The thought of being in the chaos of it, A. B, as soon as I've made a decision, I've decided actually I'm going to move in another direction, and what about maybe doing that as well? So we are the absolute worst at making decisions for ourselves. On top of which, I haven't actually lived in my home. I'm in Toronto right now for 6 years. And there has been so many deficiencies in this house that I just have gone, okay, fine. I'll get to that at some point. So the answer is my home, in spite of its almost shabbiness in certain places, I mean, 6 years is a long time to be away. It looks a little neglected here and there, but it absolutely reflects my design aesthetic. So it could use an updating, but in the end, the essence of the design will never change. What I would hope happens when I design for Love It or List It or for Tough Love, that it's really so custom designed for who they are and what they need and what they like, that with luck, that's going to just be perfect for many, many, many years. That's what I aspire to. I think that's an important way to design.
On a day like today where people are kind of looking forward with New Year's resolutions and resolving to do this, and you combine that with everything that's happened with the pandemic, where so many people are deciding, hey, I want to really take a handle on what it is I'm doing, where I'm living, where I'm going, all of that kind of stuff. And so for Hillary Farr, resolution-wise, is there anything that you'd want to share with the listeners, or even something that you're thinking, hey, and you know, in 2022, I want to either do more of this or some of that or something different?
You know, as you say, we're all dealing with so much uncertainty and strangeness in our lives that there's almost a sort of a part of my brain that just stops me projecting further forward than maybe the next 4 weeks. However, having said that, I have decided that I really want to explore my lifestyle in terms of where I live. So that is a big one, and everyone is going through that. It's not so much pandemic-driven as having had the luxury of the one upside of the pandemic, which was a certain amount of time, free time on our hands, because there was nothing to do if you weren't working. So that forced introspection, and I realized there's choices out there that I think I want to make, and it could very well be a complete change of, instead of living in the city, living in an area that is close to the city. Not unusual and not different from so many listeners that you have and people out there. Whether I will or not, I don't know. Change my mind again in another 4 weeks.
Well, it's the kind of thing, at least to know that there's choices out there and to be able to sit back and contemplate that at a time and kind of make those moves is really exciting. And I know a lot of listeners are doing that as well. Well, we know all the listeners, especially listening now, are resolving to catch Hillary's new series, Tough Love with Hillary Farr. And that is coming up at 8 p.m. on HGTV and on Discovery Plus. And as we let you go, Hillary, for the listeners who want to keep up with you, obviously they'll be watching the show and we'll have links at WGNradio.com. But social media wise and maybe other things coming up, where can they go?
They can certainly go to my site, Hillary_Farr. And HGTV has a wonderful site that should be able to keep them updated. But I'm available anytime on Facebook, Instagram, as I just said, Hillary_Farr. And, you know, leave me a message. I will get back to you.
Everyone is so thankful as they look back to things they're thankful for, not only in 2021, but for 13 seasons, for everything that you brought to those fans. So thanks, Hillary, again, for everything you're doing and for jumping on the show today.
Hey, pleasure. And thank you, Dane. Take care and happy new year to you.